Fifers, and welcome on back to Scotland's premier Fife-based podcast, Fife Club. The first rule of Fife Club is...
Set your fucking alarm clock and start recording when you say you're recording.
Oh, holy shit.
Both valid points.
I really deserved it that time. So, guys, welcome back. We've got a wee special episode this morning where we are heading to...
Groundhog Day.
We're heading to Dunfermline's first drive-through bakery, Stephen's Drive-Through Bakery, at Baldridge Burn. We thought we would go and give it a wee review, but so far this morning, I have fucked up everything. We were meant to be meeting at the bus station at 8 o'clock. I woke up at 22:08, still in Rosyth, so that wasn't happening. So Mags came down and picked me up with the guys, and we are now on our way there. We also started recording about 5 minutes ago, except we didn't because I didn't hit the record button.
So we're all really pissed off with Cutch now.
The solid gold banner.
I know it's snowy outside and it's frosty in the car.
Could cut it with a knife.
But with solid gold banter up until then as well, listeners, you just have to trust us.
Always the case. Always the case. So, guys, how are we feeling?
Pissed off at you, Cutch. I was feeling okay before, but...
Slightly less excited than before.
Yeah. Well, I'm still excited, so fuck you
I'm
guys.
I'm still really hungry. Like, super hungry.
This is also true, yeah.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to it.
I think me and Cutch, your level of excitement could be measured by we both got woken up by having dreams of having Brady or having Stevens this morning.
Yeah.
Me a bit earlier than you.
Yeah,
but,
well,
you know.
Obviously. But that is what finally got me up, was a dream about doing this podcast and being at Stevens eating a Brady. Here we are.
We just got the weirdest look off of a woman trying to
cross the road. Yeah. Why do they have mics in the car? Yeah. So, Dave, you were saying about this nice studio.
It's a lovely little compact studio we've got here, provided by Max. It's very much appreciated. Cheers,
it
Max.
Doesn't smell of wet dog for once. We're honoured. So no.
And she doesn't even have a dog.
You should really change your deodorant, Max. Wet dog.
So we are about 5 minutes away from arriving at the drive-thru. Can you all decide now what you want?
Yeah.
I always find being in a drive-thru a bit awkward, and it's even more awkward when you pull up and then you have to go and ask everybody what they want.
I find that quite stressful at times.
It is quite stressful, I have to say. If there's other cars, they're always worried about bumping into other cars. And
I always check it out and go into the store, park and go into the store.
Do you?
Yeah.
I went to get a takeaway. So I've got a really embarrassing thing to, well, only because it's the sort of thing I would never ever do, but we did it just once, just because sometimes I like to put myself out of my comfort zone. One time last year we were heading up north to go see my parents, which is about a 4-hour drive. And I was really needing a coffee, and we went to the drive-through Starbucks at the leisure park. Uh-huh. And I felt so wrong and dirty because I would never normally go to a drive-through, and I would never ever go to Starbucks, but I really wanted a coffee. And I was like, Craig, you can't tell anybody about this. And when I was like actually talking to the woman, put my order, he got his camera out and started taking photos of me, which just made it even worse. And he was like, I'm going to tell everybody you've been to a drive-through Starbucks. So yeah, that was the last time I was at a drive-through, and it was a bit traumatic. So I hope this one goes smoother.
Get my phone out there now.
I don't mind you telling people I've been to drive through Stevens. It's okay. A matter of Dunfermline pride.
So as we've already talked about, this is the most Fife thing we've done so far. It's really Fife encapsulated into a road trip.
driving to a eatery that most of us could walk to.
Because most of us have one within 2 minutes of our doorstep. Because that's what this place is like.
Well, next week we're going to go and glass somebody outside of Life. Just to up it in the Fife scales.
Oh, yeah, let's get stabby at Life. So.
What is everybody having then?
I think.
Yeah, tell me your orders.
So I think I'm going to go for a cheese and bacon wrap. Steak Bridie.
Oh!
What?
Holy shit!
A fudge donut.
Oh my god, sir!
And a tin of Diet Iron Brew.
That classic breakfast.
Actually,
combo.
No, I'm going to have a tea. I'm going to have a tea instead of a Diet Iron Brew.
Breakfast buffet?
Yeah.
Holy fuck.
Well, I'm thinking about my lunch as well, see.
You're not going to eat it. Oh, no, but you have to eat it and review it. Like, because after we've been, just to warn you, listeners, after we've been to the drive-thru, we are going to record ourselves eating it. It's going to be like mukbang, but on the radio, which will be really, like, unpleasant.
It's all right. We've already broke that rule, cardinal sin of recording on this podcast within like the third episode.
Only ever eat chewy sweets.
Well, okay. Jamie, what are you having?
I'm going to go traditional with a steak Brady meal deal with a can of Iron Brew and a frog cake.
Okay. Oh.
Right. Hey, here. It's not called a frog cake.
Yeah. Dave's telling us it's called a Kermit cake. Are you not a member, Dave, of Frog Cake Appreciation Society on Facebook?
I'm not.
Well, then you'd fucking know what
it's
not
something I was ever privy to at the age of 7 years old. But I think that's when that group was created. It's been around forever. I remember seeing it being like, Audrey's done that. Probably Justice.
It was either Justice or John Gruitt.
Fair play. But I'm probably going to go for exactly the same as you, Jamie. That's a winning combination right there. Like.
Okay, so we're having three steak brides.
No, medial. Two medials, steak brides.
Have I got to say that specifically say the meal deal?
No, you don't have to. If you just say.
Surely the till just works out that it's a meal deal.
Yeah, it does. Yep.
Okay. Yeah, I'm thinking for the hostess, it would be easier for me to say. In fact, you know what? I'm going to push the button and have a steak brady as well.
Yes!
Four steak brides. Four steak. Oh, dear. Oh, I'm just passing a very burnt out minibus.
You hope the kids got out.
Some of us do.
Or the old folk.
Okay, so,
Your dad just left them in.
He's retired.
Oh, yeah.
Right, we're having four steak brides, cheese and bacon wrap, two frog cakes, a tea. What do you guys want to drink?
Iron Brew.
Yeah, it's before 12 o'clock in the morning. Iron Brew.
A tea and two Iron Brews. I'm going to be honest, I brought my own coffee because Stephen's coffee's crap.
Fudge donut as well there. You're forgetting.
Oh, and a fudge donut. Sorry, right, okay.
This is where the queue stretches back for several miles. We're now turning onto Rumbling Well, and the excitement is brewing.
Oh, it looks positive.
We're here. Oh, it's right here.
It looks empty.
Okay. Bakery.
Oh, here it is. Oh, my God. I'm so excited.
Nobody else is. There's balloons
up. Oh, there's one person in.
There's one person in, and there's balloons up. And oh, my goodness.
Oh.
Oh, right.
There's balloons in one car and nobody inside.
Well, I was half expecting there to be a huge queue because of the novelty factor, but
no. Unless we're just like super efficient.
I'm enjoying it's me just to go, us. So they've got like signs up as we drive in with all the different meal deals.
Tuna ham salad roll with soup.
I might get the salad box meal deal, which is just a salad box with filling. Or for £2.50 you can just get salad. Just a box of salad. That's quite an expensive salad. I would love to know if anyone's ever ordered just a box of salad. There's the under 500 calories meal deal, which is tuna or ham salad roll with soup and a water. That sounds quite a nice lunch.
I thought that was a top one, under 500 calories, which includes any cake.
Right, guys,
full fat coke.
I need to put the window down.
Oh, this is exciting. We're waiting.
Very exciting.
We're waiting.
Tension's brewing.
It's really cold at the window open as well.
Right. Stevens, thanks for
staying. One second.
That's okay.
Off to a terrible start.
I can't touch. That's
okay. Oh, dear. Oh, the anticipation.
It's very swish, isn't it?
It is. To think this used to be a burnt out...
Actually, I'm going to pick up some rolls. I'm making burgers for tea.
Well-fired rolls?
No! God,
just a nice white roll.
Yeah, just the morning rolls.
Do you know what's great from Stevens? Is just a plain roll with a wee bit of butter on it.
Hi there, what can I get for you?
Hiya, can I get four steak brides, two frog cakes, a fudge donut,
Kermit frog cake. It says it on the screen. Get right fucking round to Jimmy Brown.
Bacon and cheese wrap. Two Iron Brews.
Bottles or cans?
Guys, what do you want? Bottles or cans?
Cans.
Two cans of Iron Brew.
Yeah.
A tea.
Is it regular or a large tea?
Dutch.
A regular, please.
A regular tea.
Yeah. And having milk in it?
Yes, please.
Yes, milk.
What else can I get you?
And four seeded rolls, please.
Yeah.
Is that everything, guys?
I think so.
Yeah, I think that's everything, yeah. Thank you.
Cool. Thanks.
Thank you.
Cheers.
So I hope you guys have got change as well.
I don't, but I can always go in and get some.
Right. Oh, God. Okay. I'll
How about we just transfer you after, Max?
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, I'll just pay for it with my bank card.
You're a hero.
Drive us here. Pay for it.
Pay for it with my bank card. You're, where my purse is.
You're the hero we all want.
Oh, yeah. Where's my purse?
Sorry, I hope you don't mind. We're actually recording for a podcast at the moment as well. This is really exciting.
We've been waiting for this day for a long time.
We definitely won't be the only ones.
Thank you. Oh, no, it's fine, thanks. Like, the lady's got a stick, which is her card machine is on, and pokes it out the window so you can reach it. That's clever, isn't it?
That's really amazing. Technology.
It's also there so she can assault bad customers. Prod them through a window.
Thank you. Oh, we've got all four. Right, okay. Guys, ladies.
It's going to be difficult.
The wait's good, listeners. The wait's good so far.
Okay. Okay, this is a cake selection. You can have them afterwards. I'll just pop them up here for
now. Oh, we've got the cakes, the frog cakes.
Is that the wrap? There you go.
Oh, nice wrap.
I'd like to point out I said Kermit frog cake, so we were both right.
I'm surprised they're allowed to use Kermit.
They probably are.
I don't know.
In fairness, we're allowed to use the Desert Island Discs music. So.
Hey, it's...
It's not fair use.
I'm pretty sure it is.
In the US, it's fair use. In the UK, you probably would get away with it.
No, I'm pretty sure it is. I've sat and had a look at it.
Oh my God, the car smells so good.
But until somebody tells me to stop, I don't care.
Waiting on Kutch again.
Yep, God. That's been the story for today. Gosh, that's only been 12 minutes so far. It would have been 20. Oh, this is a wait.
And so after we've...
No sugar, no. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Right, okay, and now we're going to do the classic thing where we're going to park up in the car park and eat it. So we could totally have just gone in. Oh, actually, there's not any seats inside. I thought
there was some seating as well.
There is.
No, it's just a really big...
There's a wee stall by the looks of it. But yeah, just a big Stevens. Mm. Yeah. I totally thought there was a wee seated one. Well, wasn't that exciting?
I know.
That was like ceremony. That was amazing.
I loved how the woman started like dipping down. Like, what's he holding in his hand? What's he doing? Just like yeah, we're.
So now we've all got to try and like balance microphones between our knees so whilst we eat.
Yes.
Stay ready for breakfast.
That's good issue.
You can like do like that, kind of like grip between your thighs.
I think if I put my tea down on the ground.
There's a cup holder, I think, in the back somewhere. This is where the compact recording studio becomes a bit of an issue in that there's no room at all to move.
Holy shit, that's a good brandy, listeners.
Oh my God, it smells so good.
I'm going to crack open my cheese and bacon wrap. Let's see what happens here.
I'd also just like to put a smile on Mark Hemming's face to let him know we do have Stephen's branded bags.
Oh, yeah.
And they're newly branded as well. So
they've obviously kept them all for the new shop.
Yeah, did he reckon there wasn't going to be branded bags?
No, so Mark went for... Oh, you missed this chat this morning, because you were in bed. So Mark got the 7:30 bus to Glasgow this morning and got himself a bacon roll from Stephen's on the way. But it was in a non-branded bag.
Oh.
So he blamed Brexit for that. But I think actually it's more likely that they've got new bags. They haven't given them to that shop yet. On the high street yet.
So. A printing error. Mm. Right.
What are you having for your starter? So Kutch has got a 3-course.
I've got a cheese and bacon wrap.
It was fine, they're a bit disappointing. I always find they're like too much pastry on them.
See, I like that.
When you have a Friday as well.
Do you know what? It's one of the few things Greg's does better than Stephen's actually, because the tomato in it doesn't work in those things.
I also find the salt content of those things is actually higher than that of salt.
Yeah. Just a bar of salt.
It's funny you saying that, Dave, because my mouth just dried out straight away, but my God, this is fucking amazing. Oh. It was good early morning bakerage.
So this is good, but the pastry's really good on my bridey today. But I feel like it's lacking a bit in filling. It's a little bit flat. I don't know if that's just...
Mine's okay, I think.
Mine's off the chain, to be honest.
All right, okay. So I'm used to having a bride at the football, and they've been sitting there for ages, and I think sometimes they, like, puff up a wee bit. So but it is good, though.
From what I understand, nothing's been baked on site here, that it's all coming up directly from Rosyth.
Yeah. Yeah, that's how we do everywhere. Yeah.
Well, a lot of the other bakers have... so they're pre-made in Rosyth, and then they're baked on site.
Oh, actually, yeah. But, the wee bakery, so my nearest one's on Pilmuir Street by the swimming bath, and they have an oven, and they put them in raw, the bride
Yeah.
I don't think they do all of it. They don't do the rolls and things like that.
Where I don't know what savouries. I don't know what the situation is here, is if they are baking it on, if they've got, like, the oven, so they're being pre-made and then they're baking them, or if they are literally just being made at Rosyth and just being brought up every 2 hours or something like that.
I think that would be a food hygiene issue.
Yeah,
because you have to keep it at a certain temperature.
But certainly the way it was reported was that there was no bacon on site. But I don't know what that necessarily means. Do they just mean that it's not being made on site? Because that's the same for all Stevens. What's the furthest away Stevens you've been to?
I would mention in earlier, there's a really big one in Stirling.
Yeah.
But I've driven past that loads of times. I've never actually been in it.
I've been in that one, and I think that's probably the furthest one I've been to.
I used to work in Burnt Island, and there was two co-ops in Burnt Island. There was one on the high street, and then there was one in a housing estate.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to walk. I worked just off the high street, but I would walk all the way up to the co-op in the housing estate, because that had a Stevens concession. Sometimes I would treat myself to a bridey for lunch.
I think for me, it's probably Rosyth.
Is that because you've never gone any further?
That's it. That's my boundary.
Oh, have we spoken on the podcast before about the time we tried to find you a Stevens on your stag?
In Edinburgh.
Edinburgh, and there genuinely was one, but it was in the middle of
Westerhales.
Well, there wasn't one.
Well, no, we were in Westerhales anyway, but you have to walk quite a way, and Kutch was dressed up in a Spider-Man outfit. So a skin tight, turtles out, and he felt uncomfortable.
I felt uncomfortable because people were making me feel uncomfortable by staring at me with, like, you know, knives in their hands.
Mm. But there are a few concessions in Edinburgh, like, on the outskirts.
What, where the poverty line is? Is that what you said?
Stephen's target market.
The bridey line, huh?
It's, was that not the stag do where we were walking through Westerhales? And you said we're going on a poverty safari, Mags.
We were on the bus. We were not walking. And I would like to point out that there is now...
wouldn't risk that.
Darren McGarvey, a.k.a. Loki the Rapper, has just published a book called Poverty Safari. So it's an acceptable term, apparently.
I'd just like to point out, listeners, I was doing quite well of a mess, and then in one bit of my bready crumbled away because the pastry's so flaky in a good way, and now I've got bits of flake and steak sauce down my down my jacket.
Amazing. It's how a bready should be eaten.
It is all over you. Yeah.
This will fill me up for the, like, rest of the day, I think. I don't think I'll need lunch.
Oh, definitely not.
Are you eating your bready now, Kutch? Are you saving that for later?
I'll see how I go with this.
A wrap and a bridey and a cake.
Making my way through my wrap.
Once we've all... So, everyone's tucking into their savoury just now, but the second course cakes are all lined up on the dashboard. So once you've finished your main course, I can distribute the cakes.
The excitement is brewing. That's all I can taste. I can't even taste this bridey.
Excitement.
Here, your cans of Iron Brew. Mm-hmm. Are they old or new?
Oh, yeah.
It should say 34 or 16 on the
34, sugar. They've got the old ones.
It's still old. See, nowhere's got the new ones yet. Yet people seem to be able to get them and do taste tests. Sometimes listeners
maybe
of the show...
Maybe if you order them online, you get a new one.
I wonder if it's like a way of contacting bars as well, and we could try that.
Yeah.
Can you order Iron Brew online from bars? Because if you order it online from, like, Asda or something, it'll come from their warehouse.
Yeah.
It'll still be the new... I think they only just switched production over the other day.
Yeah, it was only the other day.
Iron Brew lasts forever.
Yeah.
I think it might be a while before...
Well, sometimes listener of the show, Ian, had messaged me to tell me that they'd had a delivery from Tesco, and that the delivery guy had told them that the the crate of Iron Brew cans that they'd had delivered were the new formula, because they'd sold out the old one the previous day, and the new shipment came in. So he was like, right, I'm going to try it and I'm going to tell you. He took a drink and then he was like, oh, it does taste different. I can definitely taste the difference. And I was like, right, well, what I want to know is, did you try a bit of the old formula and then a bit of the new formula? You know, you tell me there's definitely a difference, or are you just telling me you've had a sip and you think there's a difference? And he was like, no, actually, scratch that. I've just looked in to see what the difference is. Turns out I've got old formula. So yeah, it just proves that you don't know. He could have sworn there was a difference, and it was old formula.
There is, I think there's definitely a psychological element to it, but are they not putting aspartamine in it instead? Yeah, I get like an itchy mouth when I drink aspartamine. Like, it's not, you know, it is a sugar substitute. It doesn't quite taste the same, and I think it would be interesting to try them alongside each other and see, but certainly I feel like I can taste aspartamine and stuff. I used to love Fanta, and I can't drink that anymore. It's full of aspartamine.
So yeah, it doesn't bother me. I drink diet drink all the time.
Yeah.
So, because I'm a paragon of virtuous health, as I sit here with my
starter and made
of baked, buttery, salty goodness.
Stevie Ray should get sponsored by Stevens.
That's a good shout, by the way.
But he is KDY. So are there any Stevens in the KDY?
KDY generally get Stuart's of Buckhaven.
Yeah. Oh, so we do. Baines. Yeah. Baines and Stuart, yeah.
Although, Stevens is very much a West Fife brewery. A West Fife bakery. God.
Oh, what we think about. This,
Hand in hand, that's it. Also, I'm not too sure if like a professional athlete should be sponsored by such a delicious maker of.
The Olympics are sponsored by McDonald's and Coke.
Yeah, that's totally acceptable then.
Valid.
Everything in moderation.
I'm just thinking, you were saying that, you know, a pint would be alright. There's a smashed up can of BrewDog Punk IPA down on the floor here. You might be able to get some dregs from it.
So sometimes when we're on long journeys,
I'm on holiday.
Sometimes when we're on long car journeys, we have an argument about who gets to drive first. Blatantly, because the person who drives second is going to go and buy some beer. But the person who drives first, then when the second person takes over, will go and buy some beer and sit and drink in the car and mock the other person the entire rest of the way. That's obviously one of the empty cans. We've forgotten to take it. Anyway, pudding time. Right, okay, we have got a fudge donut.
Rebalance my can.
There fudge donut. Oh. So this means then that will be a frog cake.
That is indeed a Kermit
cake.
A frog cake.
A Kermit cake.
Are you not going for a pudding?
No, I really can't. Like, I have to say, I enjoyed that brady, but that is quite a big breakfast for me. And I've got a big mass of coffee here. What state is he in?
Right, can we get some photos of the frog?
Holy balls, look at his face.
Yeah.
Wow, that's...
Is he excited? Oh, no, he's stressed about
I think they got a trainee in to do the eyes.
So we'll get these photos
frogs
up.
Frogs don't do well with change. He was expecting to go to normal Stevens. He's just been passed out of drive-thru. He doesn't know what's happening.
Oh, Dave, dear. Let's see your frog.
Hey, you guys.
Amazing. Hey, you guys.
What to eat? I'm going to try this one too. This thing's brilliant.
I'm also going to take a picture of my...
We forgot to take pictures of our brideys. We were too excited. Yeah. Oh, you've got a bridey still, Kutch.
I don't think I'm eating my bridey just now.
Oh, eyes are bigger than your stomach.
Yeah, well, it'll be lunch or a brunch. A nice upcoming brunch.
Get it up on the socials. A frog cake's sweet when you've had half a can of Iron Brew, and it still tastes ridiculously sweet.
I'm going to run home after this.
Yeah, honestly, I've just got this burst of fucking energy. Oh my God. It's like Germans and, you know, people in the Alps, they have cake for breakfast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's what this is like.
Just carb loading because it's so fucking cold.
Yep. And a bit of sugar to get you going.
I have to say, I feel better about having a bridey for breakfast, given that there's snow on the ground. Like, it is a proper winter's day, so it's setting me up for sitting in front of a computer all day. Yeah.
Sounds like a good day.
Set up for a nice day.
Whenever I put screenshots up, I always have my Gmail open, you know, tab thing there. whenever I put screenshots online, wherever I am, people are always like, how do you live with that many unanswered emails?
No.
I have thousands.
Oh, no,
and thousands.
No.
I just leave them.
Snap.
I just leave them.
Yep. No, that really bothers me. Really bothers me. I have to have a zero in my inbox.
Like,
nah. I'm going to drive you nuts. You won't be able to deal with
it. Wait, no, that's something.
I've got emails sitting from like 2004
yeah.
Like four or something.
I just leave them. If it's something I'm not interested in, I'm just like, I'll just leave it.
But just delete it. Because I know.
But that's more effort.
There's plenty of emails that I'm not going to read.
And you've got unlimited. You've got unlimited storage.
But it's, no. It really annoys me.
You guys are the cause of global warming.
Pretty much.
All these servers like that are running in the desert in like Arizona to keep the internet running would run a lot smoother if you deleted those emails.
Maybe.
I just don't, and certainly my work emails, I'm a flagger, so I'll like go through it. I'll delete emails right away if I'm not going to read them. And then I flag things, and then by the end of the day, I need to have unflagged. If I can, have dealt with all the emails that are flagged, and if I can't, make sure I get it done as soon as possible. I realise this is possibly the most boring chat we've ever had. Max's inbox email inbox management system. So
I don't know.
I'll shut up.
You should shut up because it might be something you could sell.
My patented email, but
we'll set up a new podcast.
Deleted emails or answer your emails. So that's basically
series,
it.
A paid series of podcasts.
Max's life lessons. Number one, dealing with your inbox.
So I just ate a frog cake, or a Kermit cake, as they're otherwise known. And
fuck you.
I don't think I need any more sugar ever again.
Holy shit.
Holy fuck.
After having Iron Brew as well.
I know.
Do you want to describe it to our listeners who are not from Dunfermline and maybe haven't had a frog cake?
Right. Have you guys ever had heroin? Similar to that, but with more energy.
Very Moorish.
No. Am I right in saying it's what other people might call a fondant fancy?
Yes.
But in the shape of a frog.
Yeah, and they've kind of half-heartedly put some eyes on it to make it look, I'll be honest, a bit downed.
Oh, holy shit.
Oh,
what?
You can't say that.
Oh. Well, he has.
Edit that then.
Is there any... So the frog cakes have green... It's got green icing on it, obviously, like a frog, and then the sort of icingy bit on the dome on the top is pink, like you're cutting into a frog, isn't it?
Yeah.
Is there any occasion where you would have a Miss Piggy cake?
Yeah. You get pig. Well, not
you
Miss
get,
Piggy.
You get pig.
You get pig
cakes.
I know, but would you ever buy one, though, or would you always buy a frog cake?
I have bought them.
But mostly, the thing with the frog cakes is that they're seasonal. They do change.
Yeah, so you get snowmen in winter and pumpkins.
Devils and pumpkins. Yeah. So they're very thematic with their...
But you get a frog. You get frogs and pigs all throughout the year, though, do you not?
I don't know. I think the frogs stop during the seasonal.
I think they might stop. Yeah, because we just replace them with snowmen.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's always...
And your first snowman, you're like, oh, fuck it. And you're like, now I want frogs again. Give me frogs, Stevens.
Does he taste different, the snowman?
In my mind they do, but I don't know if that's just
because ultimately it's sugar and butter in some combination of the two. If listeners don't know, I'll stick some pictures up on the socials of the frog cakes, but also you can check out the Frog Cake Appreciation Society.
Yeah, I think it might be Stephen's Frog Cake.
Stephen's Frog Cake, yeah, Appreciation Society. It's a group of like-minded individuals that really appreciate
like-minded individuals,
cake.
Or is it more like a support group of people addicted to frog cakes?
And basically every, maybe once a week, couple of times a month, somebody will put up a picture of their frog cake, review how it tasted, how it looks. We talk about, is the sheen of the icing?
A couple of times, listeners, I might have just put up a picture of a packet because I've eaten it and then gone, oh, I meant to put up a picture.
Well, it's one of these things, again, if you haven't seen one of the Kermit cakes from Stevens, just imagine the most unnatural colour of green and you've got it. I'm just sat here looking at the remainder of it just now and I'm just like,
what was
that? I just ate that.
It's kind of like, what was that witch in the TV programme? Grot bags. It's kind of like grot bags green, isn't it?
It's grot bags green.
Or the gunge from Get Your Own Back.
So they're doing, so just looking at the car park here. There's not that many people going through the drive-thru, but there are a lot of cars pulling in and people popping in to get their breakfast. But
then why would you not go to a drive-thru?
Well, it has been open for over a week now, but the drive-thru's only opened as of today.
So
maybe people don't know yet.
The drive-thru, yeah.
And also, maybe people are scared shite bags like we usually are.
Are they getting Nicola Sturgeon along to do the official opening of the drive-thru? To cut the ribbon.
No, Nicola, do this, and Dunfermline will vote SNP forever, guarantee. You can just hear our advisors say.
So I have to say, so I was in the canteen at work the other day, and I was next to our constituency MSP Shirley Ann Somerville in
all
the
right,
queue. So she's quite a trim woman in her 40s, I would say. Uh-huh. You know, like, looks fairly fit and stuff like that. And she got a sausage roll and chips for her lunch from the canteen. I was like, you're from Fife. I doubted your authenticity as a Fife MSP, but a grown-up woman getting a sausage roll and chips for her lunch is
boom.
Very Fife.
It sounds like a Mary Black down at when she first went to Westminster. And like, what do you want for your face? She's like, I'll just have a plate of chips. and then she went and sat with all the dinner ladies as well, like a fucking hero.
It does sound like her. Yeah. Yeah. Aye, well, so are we all feeling like...
Yes. I'm going to do rubbish run.
Yeah, I'm going to get out of the car carefully knock all the stuff off me that's falling on my jacket so it doesn't go in your car, Max.
I think we should all get out and get a photo.
Okay, we'll do that. Yeah, we'll have a wee break in proceedings.
Yes.
And we'll get out and get photos and then we'll say what we're doing.
Sound.
Right, so we are back. We've decided to come back to Mag's because the car was a little cramped and it was a bit cold.
It was getting quite sweaty in there.
Yeah.
Mag said she had a lot of meat inside her, listeners. That's an actual quote.
Full of the meat.
Yeah.
So we are we're back here now in the warmth. We've got a cup of tea. I've still got my brightie staring at me. I'm sure we'll get to it at some point. First off, everybody, great experience, wasn't it?
Thrilling, man.
One of the best days of my life.
What? Why are you laughing?
So Fife.
Oh, we're so easily pleased. I didn't think that it is the only, I think it will do quite good business, not just because it's the Stevens and they're amazing, but... there's no other drive-thrus in that part of town. Like, the only other drive-thrus are out at the leisure park on the other side of town.
Yep.
So any like van workers?
Well, that's
or
it. I think
like
they've positioned it well because I think there'll be a fair amount of sort of trade.
Oh yeah,
trade guys that all
going out that way for all sorts of reasons. Yeah. Yeah.
Absolutely. That's like the main kind of thoroughfare out towards like Alloa and Stirling from here too. Yeah. So they've nailed it on placement, like totally. Let's be expecting, because Charlotte works in Alloa, I'm expecting like 3 months' time she'll just come back home and be like, so I put on 2 stone.
And it's closer to town than I thought as well.
It's not at the far end.
It's just at the junction with William Street.
It's at the start of
Baldridge.
That was nice, and nice to know that it's there, so if I'm ever up that end of town again, just slip in, slip out.
I've said that's the first time you've been up. That was disgusting. But also, that's the first time I've been up that end of town for months. I would say. Yeah, and it was just to go and get Stevens.
Yeah.
I had to walk by 3 of them on my way home as well. That's actually true.
I had no idea, right? I knew about Baldwin's Burn, but you know the houses behind it?
Mm-hmm.
Like the newer houses, that whole estate up there. I had no idea that existed
until
I was about 11 or 12. And I was like, what the fuck? This is a whole part of Dunfermline that I didn't know existed.
There's quite a lot of houses out that way.
Yeah. There's tons.
Yep.
Fucking loads. I was like, what? It's so confusing. I still remember, but I'm like, if he's weren't here. But I suppose I just never had any reason to go up there.
Although there used to be that Rumbling Well and that street, Baldersburn, kind of the main road. There used to be loads of car garages up there, and they're all shut down. I think all of them.
I think there's still
the one which is nearest to Stevens, which is still open.
Yeah.
But the other two that were further up the way.
Yeah.
They're both.
What about the one that's right like across from Buffy's Bray?
That's still there, I think. Yeah.
Is that still there? Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a bit further down though.
Yeah.
But that's still quite close to where we were.
Yeah.
It is much. I thought it was going to be much further out. Like. MFI sort of way, mm-hmm. you know.
MFI.
Or whatever it is these days.
Is it houses?
You fucking houses up here again.
That actually is as well. That's all that's there now. That was an empty lot, and then for a while it was traveller site.
Yeah, yeah.
Using the correct expression, thanks very much.
Well done, David.
Thanks. Yes. Middle pin.
I was just thinking, what was I thinking? Nope, it's left my head.
My mum always says whenever you're going to say something you forget that it must have been a lie, and it's one of the most frustrating things in the world. Because it wasn't a lie, it was really important. Yeah. You just credited me.
Kutch, just before we started recording again, you said that Asda used to do drive-in movies.
That's right, they did.
At the drive, get away.
Yeah, get away! No, so, like, 15, 20 year ago, something that it was a fair bit back, because Jurassic Park was the film that we went to see, although it wasn't when it was the first time at the cinema. It was like...
When was it first at the cinema? 93, 94? So 94? Or was it later than that?
94, yeah. 94,
it was 94,
yeah. Is this Big Asda we're talking
Big
about?
Big Asda at Holbeath, and it was I think it was a program that did it a lot of the larger Asdas, was they had at night, it was before Holbeath went 24 hours.
Ah.
Because it hasn't always been 24 hours. Mm. You shut at 10, and what they did was they closed the car park off, and they brought in a big truck, which had a huge screen on it, and you came into the car park, and you were given a wee radio.
Holy shit.
And it was like a tenner or something like that, and everybody parked up and sat and watched
the film. That's pretty cool.
And they did about four or five films or something like that, but it never really took off.
Well, that's like when I went down to, when I was about, I don't know, 13 or 12 or something, to Plymouth for the eclipse.
Yeah.
They did at the hole, I always find it funny. In Plymouth, they did a big outdoor cinema, and they showed, like, what did they show? I think they definitely showed Life of Brian. I think they showed Close Encounters, and they showed something else. Uh-huh. But Life of Brian was great, because it was just everybody, and it wasn't a driving thing, it was just big fucking speakers and a huge screen.
Yeah.
And everybody was, I just have this memory being a kid, and everybody walking away singing, "Always Look on the Bright Side of Life." It was amazing. No, so fucking, cool. Like, thousands of people singing it. It was really cool.
That is cool.
I guess there's an issue in Scotland with drive-ins and cinemas, mm-hmm. especially at night, that being the weather. Because, like, well, I would be really annoyed.
Yeah, Plymouth in the summer, you can get away with an outdoor cinema.
Well, there's two issues, actually. First of all, the weather is an issue. If I paid a tenner, then I'd sit with my windscreen wipers on in the car. Because it was stuck in a time of rain.
A really tense moment in a horror film.
Yeah. But also, do they only work if it's properly dark? Because in that case, if you were doing that in the summer here, you'd
work.
Have to wait until about 10:30 at night.
And it'll even then, really it's not even film. Dark for that long. It's like,
so I don't know. I don't know if you could. I suppose it must work. Yeah, if you think they do them outside. They do them out in the botanics in the summer.
I mean, if the projector they're using is of a high enough power, you can use it at any time of the day. It just depends on what kind of projection they're using.
Dem mm-hmm. lumens.
Yeah, dem lumens.
Technical term there, Aoife.
Yeah. So, will we do a wee fight club?
I just realised I said let's record, and we hadn't thought of a fight yet.
Yeah.
Nailed it, same here.
So, nobody has a fight. We've been too excited about this bloody bakery
stuff.
All right. Yeah. Well, we've surely done this before.
Well, come
on. I think we have. Frog cake versus fudge donut.
I don't think we have.
No? Fudge donut rings a bell. No?
We maybe had fudge donut, but no, frog cake versus fudge donut.
I was thinking full English versus full Scottish.
That's a good... So what would be your difference? How would you define the difference between
no haggis, no tiny Scottish?
Yeah,
so it's
usually sometimes black pudding as well is not on an English.
Do you get a hash brown with an English breakfast?
Yeah, more often than not.
Instead of a tiny scone.
No,
yeah.
And fried potato.
Or chips. Chips I've also seen with...
No, so you get chips in it. Ulster fry. Ulster fry should have chips in it.
Aye.
That's
I've seen
everything.
That down south as well.
See, I like tatty scones on a roll, but I have to be honest, was having a breakfast, I'd probably prefer a hash brown.
Oh, no.
Although I'd prefer to have haggis than... What would be a replacement for haggis? I don't know.
Well,
just nothing.
nothing. An emptiness in your soul.
I
love haggis for a cooked breakfast. And even in Scotland, a lot of the time when you order a cooked breakfast, it doesn't have haggis on it. And I get annoyed because it rounds it off nicely.
It also depends on where it is that you've had your breakfast from. So if they say it's a full Scottish, it should definitely have a
haggis.
Yeah. However, if it says it's just a full breakfast, that's where you won't get one.
I've got a fight.
Okay.
I do.
Right.
Sorry, that was an idea for that one.
Yeah. Well, clearly, like, full Scottish is better than
them. I'm going to go for, because it's worked out quite nicely with how I've done this morning, I'm going to go for the Breakfast Club movie versus American Pie.
Oh, okay.
That's quite good.
Yeah.
Two very much so coming of age films from different eras.
Exactly. Yeah. One very much from our era. Coming of age. I was about 14.
I have strong feelings about this because I feel like The Breakfast Club is superior in almost every single way.
Yeah.
Because American Pie is like, it's like someone said the difference between Disney films and Studio Ghibli films, the Japanese animation ones, for listeners, is Disney films touch your heart, whereas Studio Ghibli ones touch your soul. That's the difference we're talking about here, people.
That's quite a bold statement.
Well, it's just like everything in American Pie feels over the top.
Yeah.
Whereas in The Breakfast Club, it's kind of ridiculous. Things are ridiculous, but it's only because people are starting to realise how ridiculous being a teenager is.
So I've not watched The Breakfast Club for a really long time. When I was at uni, in my first year, I was in Halls of Residence. We had a common room with a TV and a DVD and a video player in it. Mm-hmm. And there was one guy who every Saturday morning, you got up and he was playing The Breakfast Club. And so I saw it loads of times in the space of 1 year and then haven't watched it since. And I quite liked it, but it just reminds me of just like wanky young people, 19, 20 year olds who just got to uni, think they know everything and they're so cool because they watch The Breakfast Club on a Saturday morning. And everybody knows the kind of people that I mean. I'm too cool to watch American Pie and modern films people actually want to watch. I'm going to watch a VHS copy of The Breakfast Club instead.
Just to be clear, I would not watch it every Saturday.
It's
a film whenever it's on, I will watch.
Yeah.
If it's on TV or whatever. I mean, Channel 5 fucking love it. They show it quite a lot.
It has a very good ending. The closing speech bit absolutely iconic.
It's much like the Jean-Claude Van Damme film Kickboxer in that way. I'll watch it if it's on. Fantastic ending scene. Yeah. I mean, you know.
Yeah. Has the iconic dance scene.
The dance scene, that's so good.
God. American Pie. I kind of feel also that American Pie in my head is mashed up with all the sequels as well.
Yeah.
And I think it was a little bit kind of
but then they were all
let
the same
down
film.
By all its sequels. Yeah, they just dragged it on for a little bit too long.
What was the guy called in that? The guy.
Stifler.
Yeah. That sort of ruined his career because he was in films round about then and I've never seen him since.
Well, it was all the same character. I mean, what was it?
Evolution?
Road Trip.
Yeah, he's always the same guy.
Welcome to the Jungle or whatever it was called elsewhere.
Do you know what? Evolution is an underrated Walking comedy tall. Film. It's actually really fucking good. For just
Evolution?
What?
No, it's pretty good.
For just what it does.
everybody stop speaking there. Wait, so my boyfriend took me to work and he very silently came and waved and we all waved back and stopped
silently.
Speaking whilst doing it.
Bye Craig.
Bye. Yeah, no. Because we can't talk and wave at the same time.
It's too early for multitasking.
So wait, what was your fight again? Oh yeah.
Famous Club versus American Pie.
Jamie's on a come down already.
I'm crashing. Crashing, folks.
Got a bit of brew left.
Well, I actually feel sick thinking about Iron Brew and frog cakes. Yeah. So sugary.
Just gonna go home and slip quietly into a diabetic coma.
I was gonna go to the library and try and write something, but don't know.
I'll just that's gonna work. Just holding the key A down.
So I'm gonna go for Breakfast Club, because I think that, although maybe I'm underrating American Pie, I've only seen the sequels recently. I haven't seen the first one in like fucking years.
The first one when it came out was absolutely hilarious. Because at that time it was just
felt
like,
very
off the time.
It felt very like of the time, but of the time in terms of us being
I suppose we were around, just the right age
around about that age.
We were just having house parties all the time,
and a lot of it hammered home.
Well, it was the first kind of movie of its kind as well, because it was kind of followed by, like, you had Van Wilder and Road Trip and all these other movies that kind of slotted into that section of comedy.
Which have died a death, thank God.
Yeah, they've done that.
They were very laddie, weren't they?
Ah,
like,
I just remember Tom Green existed.
Yeah.
Oh, Tom Green,
Was it the Tom Green Experience?
This is the Tom Green Show.
I'm thinking of the
What year? What year do you think American Pie came out in?
2000...
I think 1998.
I think 99.
2000.
Jamie wins. Fuck. 99. Because I think it was slightly advanced. So we would have been, I would have been 14. Yeah.
16.
Although I probably didn't.
So I would have been banging them.
I'd have been 12. Oh, there you go.
Oh,
boom. Literally just turning into a teenager and being like, what are they doing?
The thing is that you're a fucking child, but James is even worse.
It's got Alison.
James is only 16 years old. He was born yesterday. It's disgusting.
How old is James?
He's probably about 38. He just looks
like 20. He's like 23 or something, isn't he? Oh. Still fucking young.
I think James is 26 now.
What?
Yeah. Calm
down,
James.
Yeah, he's not as young as that. Okay. I'm not letting him be as young as that.
If you are that young, James, fuck you.
There was a lass at my work the other day we were blethering to, and she said something. And I was just like, wait a minute. I was like, are you a 90s kid? And she went, yeah. I was like, how late into the 90s? She was like, 97. I was like, you're just turned 20. You're a child.
Yeah.
Get back to school.
Children who are born at the millennium can now, this year, will be allowed to drink.
I know.
Like, year 2000.
And in Scotland, they would have been drinking for 2 years. Yeah. At least.
And children that were born in the 90s can fuck off.
That was like on Reddit. This was a couple of months ago. Someone put up this story about, they said they were Scottish, and they got wasted for the first time when they were like 19 or 18. Uh-huh. And everybody just went, bullshit. That is not true. It's like,
no way. That
it's like, it's highly unlikely that's the first time you got
young
wasted.
Young people don't drink or take drugs these days, apparently. We're judging everybody by our late 90s, early 2000s hedonistic standard. But children these days have realised the severe depression and mental health problems that causes.
What are you talking about?
But having said that, autism is on the rise, and I think that's down to technology and the way that kids are treating their own lives these days. So get out, smoke some spliffs, and drink some booze in a field, you fannies.
Take mushrooms at the park.
It was like when I was at Edinburgh, people would genuinely say to me, oh, do you want to meet up for a coffee? I was like, thought you'd be a pint. The fuck?
Is this a new brewery that's open?
Anyway, that fight. Yeah. I would probably go just on. I was going to say on nostalgia, but they're both totally nostalgic. This is a difficult one. What the fuck have I done?
I feel like it's like The Breakfast Club is more in the sort of Gregory's Girl sort of category of films.
Yeah. Yeah,
whereas American Pie is kicking off, like you're saying, this whole new thing.
This new wave of...
A lot of which wasn't great.
Which you might have found funny
at the time, but they don't last.
Yeah.
It's a lot of fart and dick jokes.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Like what Mag said, it was quite laddie. And
it was.
They always followed young males.
Yeah. It would be interesting to watch it back now in the light of, you know, societal change, especially like the last 6 months or so, and think
they would all be arrested.
They
would all be arrested on site. Yeah.
Well, it's like how Friends has hit Netflix, and there's now a whole new generation of folk that are watching Friends, but folk are just finding it horrendous because it's misogynistic, it's homophobic, it's it was all that because it's a product of its time.
A few years ago, I just by chance saw an episode of Saved by the Bell.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
And there was some shit in that. I was like, holy fuck, this is like borderline racist.
a bit,
And we grew up on it.
About like Arab people.
Yeah. And so is it a was reading a thing last night about cultural revisionism. Like, is it okay to still like that stuff? To recognise that the sentiment, that some of the things that they're saying wouldn't be appropriate now, mm-hmm. but that it's still good TV or still good films.
Yeah.
Or should we be like, that is part of our culture that we should be ashamed of?
But then, should we be ashamed of it? Or is it that, you know, it's a record of where we were and where we, you know, it's and what we were doing. And
I think it's always okay to like things that are problematic. And yeah. I hate that word, but I think it's okay to like things because...
Well, except you're not allowed to like House of Cards... American
Beauty. Oh, yes, you can.
Lost profits.
Lost profits.
They were shit always.
They were shit. You're not like...
Should have quit after a first single.
I was going to say, they maybe had two songs that were good, or are good, or I don't know, that one's quite difficult too.
Ding, 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 ding.
Shinobi versus Dragon Ninja.
Yeah.
Is it like Jim will fix it?
I didn't... Well,
he always looked like a pedo. Yeah. Nobody once looked at him and went, he's a bit weird looking at him. Like, that
one,
no.
I've heard a lot of people say, oh, my dad or my mum never liked him, and they wouldn't know how. They just said, they just didn't like him. Cool. Looking back, it's like, why didn't anybody like him?
Yeah.
Look at him.
Really cool. I mean, there is a difference between people who have done really horrific criminal acts.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Aye.
Whilst in the public light of how we should feel about them. And then... just cultural products which are an artifact of their time, which might not be okay anymore.
Like, but I think it's still okay to like them if you.
Yeah, but that's the thing. Yeah, is it still okay?
But
to
then
like
you
them?
Because there's a lot of stuff that I like, and then I'm like, oh, it was a bit shit in all these sorts of ways, but I still like it.
Like Blazing Saddles. I mean, I know that was.
God, that I haven't seen that in ages.
Blazing Saddles is still hilarious, and it plays on the racist card, but it does it as comedy because it's just like, this is ridiculous.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, I mean, that.
That's like in the States, they use race more of it, and we use class more. Yeah. Like a base for comedy because they don't think they have class.
Yeah. That's good. Yeah.
They don't have class, but they have a class system.
Yes.
Exactly. But that's it. I mean, with what the hell was I just saying?
Something.
Blazing Saddles.
Thanks. Yeah, with that,
not
like,
important.
That's looked upon as being this amazing bit of like cultural comedy, full nostalgia, made in the 60s, was it? 70s?
70s.
70s.
Gene Wilder, wasn't
it?
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a lot of very dated ideas and ideals in there as well, but it's just quality.
It's still funny,
yeah. And it's just like, yeah. But even things like. Like Eddie Murphy's old comedy and all that sort of stuff. Yeah. That's all like close to the bone, but it's still funny.
I'll tell you what, I've rewatched Friends, and I used to like it when I was like 9 or whatever, however old I was when it came out. Tell you what, it's fucking shit. It is marginally better than The Big Bang Theory. That's how shit it is.
Yeah.
And I know some people here like The Big Bang Theory, but I still love you guys. And I find that problematic about you as fuck. I don't know how we're friends.
Who likes The Big Bang Theory?
That fucker right there.
Cuts, do you like The Big Bang Theory?
It's all right. Do you know what? It's got... it has problems and like...
It's the exact same thing.
Yeah, the more time goes on, the more stuff... And like, especially watching older episodes and I'm just sitting there like, my God, that's horrendous. Like, it's so misogynistic. Like...
I just don't think it's funny. That's my problem.
I have
like,
never watched The Big Bang Theory. I hate it.
There's definitely like some characters they've changed wildly, and other characters haven't changed at all.
Is the token Indian guy who's actually American still Indian?
He's actually Indian.
Is he?
Yeah.
I didn't realise that his accent was quite as strong as it was put on in the
Big
Bang
Not
Theory.
As strong, but he definitely has an accent.
Because I remember watching a thing with Aziz Ansari, and he was saying, like, he's...
beat some shit about him this
There's
week.
Somebody's name you're not allowed to mention anymore.
Yeah, but...
although that's
a game with that one, that's a bit dodgy as well. I mean,
I don't know if I talked about it. I don't think I talked about this last time I was on a podcast, mm-hmm. but did you know, talking about American Indian comedians... Mm-hmm. Kumail Nanjiani, I thought it was The Big Bang Theory, but it's a different Indian man. Silicon Valley, that's it. Yeah, yeah. Silicon Valley, and then he did that really good film over the summer, Big Sleep and stuff like that. Well, we watched The Big Sleep, and I jokingly said, I wonder if he's related to Shireen Nanjiani, the Scottish broadcaster, and I googled it, and he is! He's related! They're cousins! And there's a really interesting, I think it's still on, you can get it on the BBC website. Like, it's like an archived interview a few years ago where she interviewed him. They spoke about it. And it's so good. It's just one of those things where you're just like,
well, that's amazing.
I'm really pleased that so, Shireen Najjani and Kumail Najjani are related to each other.
So you just took the second names and hoped. It's like when anybody ever asks if I'm fucking related to Martine McCutcheon. It's like, it's not her actual name.
Oh, is it not?
No, it's a stage name.
Oh. Yeah, who would choose McCutcheon as a stage name?
Who would choose that bastard of a name?
Martine McCutcheon?
McCutcheon? McCutcheon.
Anyway, Fight Club, let's go for... So I'm going to say, just because I think it's... I've not seen either of them for a very long time, but... My memory of it is that actually Breakfast Club is a better made film.
Yeah.
And I think it will stand the test of time longer than the American fart and shagging jokes of American
No, Pie. I think so too. I'm definitely on the Breakfast Club side. Mm. It is a good film. It's got a lot of rewatchability. It's
just again, not every Saturday morning.
Not every Saturday morning. Not on fucking VHS as well. The quality was terrible.
Again, it's that coming of age film. You can watch it and you can feel what they're feeling because you certainly, although again, like that idea that it's exaggerated, same with American Pie, you were once a teen, you were once in those situations, you know, it's very relatable as well. I think that's what's the genius thing. John Hughes, most of his films are like that as well. Yeah.
Well, I mean, I'd be the same. I'd go for Breakfast Club. Two reasons. One of them is because it didn't rape the franchise to death in order to try and drag out every single penny from it it possibly can. And it's going to stand the test of time a lot more as well because, fart jokes and all that sort of stuff. They're funny the first time when you're 13 years old or 12 as I was. Young. Then.
Back from the toilet.
Yes, I had a nice toilet.
That's a good toilet. Well done, toilet. So I've got a fight for us. Ooh. And it's right off the back of what Max was saying. Kumail Nanjiani versus Shireen Nanjiani.
Oh.
Who do you think would win?
I don't think they would fight each other because they're cousins and they love each other very much.
I don't know. It could be a family feud starts though.
Well, so that is, you should listen to this interview because it was genuinely interesting. So Shireen Nanjiani's father came over from India and to the UK to be a doctor and was quite successful. Mm-hmm. But I think there was some kind of family falling out or whatever. But Kumail Nanjiani talks about growing up in actually, it might be in Pakistan rather than India. I think they're Pakistani.
Okay.
But anyway, but growing up anyway, and Shireen Nanjiani's father being like held up as the example of what they should all live up to. Like he was the real success. I think that was it. I think Kumail Nanjiani's father fell out with him because his brother, Shireen Nanjiani's father, left and made loads of money and was really successful and stuff like that, and he was a bit resentful, and so there was definitely tensions there, and they'd never met, but like Kumail Nanjiani knew all about her family because like they were, it was reported back to them as being the ultimate success that they should go do it. And then like eventually I think Kumail Nanjiani went as a student or something to the States to go and study, and
he's now the success.
Yeah. And then he was over, it was a few years ago, he was doing an Edinburgh Festival show, and that was it. They met up finally and did an interview, and it's just really interesting that, like, kind of hearing about family dynamics. Like
Shireen Nanjiani and Jackie Bird have always been the same age.
Like, forever.
Is Shireen Nanjiani still on telly? She's got a talk show, is she not? Does she not do a program called Shireen?
Oh, does she?
Oh, she does Saturday morning on Radio Scotland. That's it. Shireen. That the like 9 till 11 or something like that on a Saturday morning is Shireen. So,
Shireen in the morning.
And then followed by Breakfast Club.
Maxie's perfect Saturday.
God, and I was always so hungover as well. I just want to, can we watch something else?
Just want to watch a normal TV program. Where's Diagnosis Murder?
Just Saturday mornings in the UK used to be, and this is like back in the day, is wrestling.
Oh, yeah.
Like in the
2000, 90s, 2000s. You'd see it on a Saturday morning.
Yeah.
It was always not. It was 2000s was always like SMTV Live and Live and Kickin' and all
just
that.
Before
like really
it.
Good TV. Yeah.
Just before Channel 4, Transworld Sports.
Transworld Sports,
Transworld Sports is fucking great.
It was brilliant.
Or
it's a bit kabaddi.
Yeah. Or baddie. Oh, what a sport.
Or before going live or Live and Kickin'. thing, yeah. you had the New Adventures of Superman.
Yeah.
Well. Oh, yeah.
That was
yeah,
fucking banging.
New Adventures. Yeah.
Those were the days. They don't have a Saturday morning like magazine show anymore for kids.
Yeah, what is on telly on a Saturday morning then?
Well, you've got kids' channels now.
Yeah,
right.
So,
and everybody's got digital now, so.
I'd say Netflix.
Even the, yeah. the more adult-y magazine shows are all on Sunday, aren't they? Like Sunday Brunch and.
Oh, it's still Saturday Kitchen.
I'm
more of a Mar sort of guy.
More of a
Andrew
what?
Mar.
Andrew Mar.
Andrew Mar, all right, on a Sunday. Yeah.
No, to one of the kitchens, definitely, on a Saturday, Sunday morning.
I watch Saturday Kitchen on catch-up sometimes. Because yeah. I just like, when up? Do you know what? I like watching cookery programs when I'm cooking my dinner. just because it goes well together. So sometimes I'll put Saturday Kitchen on like a Tuesday night and cook dinner.
What's funny about watching Andrew Marr is that he does political interviews and then he always have an artsy interview, but... Very few of the audience care about the artsy interview. It's like, Badger Marsh like, no, I want to do an artsy interview. Sometimes it's interesting. Most of the time, it's just like, random artsy interview there always is before the last political interview. What's the fucking point?
Because arts and politics. Yeah.
Usenet used to do that as well quite a lot.
Mm. Yeah, oh, I
and used to have Arts
Friday,
Night.
Yeah.
Square Pusher on once.
Yeah, that was cool, actually. I liked
what was
that? We had Square Pusher
had
on.
Square Pusher
yeah.
on.
That was, no, that was a culture. That was a culture show.
Oh, was culture?
The culture show was actually quite
the culture
good.
Culture show yeah. was good. But a Newsnight review on a Friday, like the last half hour on a Friday, used to be Newsnight review, and it was really good. And it would be
it was always Kirsty Wark.
Kirsty Wark, and they do like a film, a book. An exhibition or a TV show, something like that, and then they'd finish off with some music at the end. It was really good.
They also used to do the festival.
Yeah.
Newsnight Review.
And
they stuck in the middle of the festival.
And then they started doing a separate show called Arts Night. It was on a couple of times a week with Kirsty Wark presenting it. And they, at the same time, as a culture show, and then they just got rid of them both.
And
so now they don't have a BBC dedicated culture, and the culture show was quite
even
good,
on like BBC Four.
Yeah,
not do
that's
cultural
it's the
that.
Weird thing where Sky was getting loads of like plaudits for the fact that they were picking up on the public broadcasting side of things that the BBC were dropping on the arts with Sky Arts. That Sky were just BBC dropped a hold of it and Sky ate it all up.
Super excited, I don't know if you know about this, but going the other way, the new series of Partridge is going to be on the BBC rather than on Sky.
Did you see the documentary thing?
It was really good.
It felt a bit weird though, because it was about his career, but they were doing interviews with people.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
It's like what we've always said, he has a career. But they put me onto it. I didn't know it was on.
Yeah.
And what was weird was that they had Patrick Marlborough, they had Armando Iannucci, but they didn't have Chris Morris never does interviews, so they didn't have him. But they also didn't have Stuart Lee or Richard Herring when they were talking about the radio stuff. And I was you know they're still going to be smarting about that.
What's the story about that then? Were they on the radio stuff?
When they were doing On the Hour, they wrote Partridge. They wrote most of Partridge.
And other
bits.
Oh,
and
I
then
didn't
they,
know that.
And then they
didn't mention that at all.
Yeah, and they didn't get on with Patrick Marlborough. And then they went to TV. And then they dropped Stuart Lee and Richard Herring.
Oh,
so it's always been like a... It's always been like a joke. And Richard Herring still talks about it today. Armando Iannucci was interviewing Armando Iannucci. Yeah. And Armando Iannucci was like, are you going to get annoyed again about how we left you on radio?
No, I was really interested in that. Because it did follow his career. But then it had Steve Coogan on as Steve Coogan not being Partridge.
Yeah.
But loads and loads of clips from all the different programmes and stuff.
See, it's my biggest thing with Steve Coogan is I just wish he wouldn't acknowledge that he was Partridge. So that way,
claim that he was a different person.
Yeah, no, you know, just like absolutely live that character as that character and have them as two separate identities. Because Partridge has had a career, so you could easily get away with that. And if he just didn't acknowledge it, it would be the most fantastic bit of like comedy art ever.
Anyway,
Shireen Nanjiani.
I'll
take Shireen.
If the BBC producers are listening to our podcast, the two things we would like more of on BBC are Shireen Nanjiani and arts programmes.
Yeah.
Please. Please. Bring back Newsnight Review.
And one of those arts programmes.
None of your shitty arts programmes.
One of those arts.
Yeah, the culture show was a good arts programme. Yeah. I didn't like the Newsnight Review thing. I didn't like
it.
I didn't like
that. But it was half an hour at 11 o'clock on a Friday night. You can spare that. No one's watching telly at that time.
The culture show would be like truly across everything. And they'd have like Square Pusher on it. And they'd have people like that. And then they'd have like like, you know, opera as well. But that shit was interesting as well. But yes. Yeah.
If you're looking to commission a new arts and culture show, there's a young podcast that would quite
ruin
happily transition to television.
Stephen's Drive-Thrus.
That is culture. That is faith popular culture. It's very important that we document this
Look,
for future generations.
Our tens of listeners would definitely come across to TV with
totally.
Us.
How many views? We've got lots of views on our YouTube channel.
Have we?
But James,
that's news to me.
It's mostly me, because I'm listen to it on YouTube.
But James, you're going to get dropped like Stuart Lee. Yeah. TV. Sorry, James.
You're too young for this shit.
Yeah.
The only one of us who knows anything about the arts, really, and we're gonna drop you.
But you will then have a terrible career for a while, make no money, but then later on be critically acclaimed to get a BBC series, so it'll be fine.
Yeah.
Can
Are
I
you
also,
calling Shuri? Okay, can I?
Shuri Nanjiani, just because she's a legend.
Shireen Nanjiani's got fight in her, like, I'm taking Shireen. She'd claw her way through him
easily. I think so. I do like Kumail Nanjiani, and I really liked the big sleep that he did last year.
I haven't seen that. It's good.
Really good. Yeah,
it's supposed to be good, yeah.
He's really good in Silicon Valley.
It's funny, but also, it's very much about, like, you just have to watch it remembering it's based on his actual experience, his personal experience, where, his wife, he met his wife, and then they'd only just started dating, and then she went into a coma, and her family didn't know that she was dating an Indian man, and his family wanted him to marry an Indian woman and stuff like that. So there's really interesting stuff about race and about immigrant families, mm-hmm. and like what it means to be an immigrant, what it means to like hold on to your culture, but also like integrate and become modern and stuff like that as well. So lots of funny, but also thought provoking. Cool. But I'm going to go Shireen because she is a badass Scottish bitch and love her.
Well, I've stayed quiet through all of this because I don't have a fucking clue who they are.
Oh, you're so young.
You know Shireen.
Yes, there's Shireen Nanjiani.
Is she the newsreader?
Yeah.
Which one?
The Scottish Asian one. Like,
right.
We're going to get a picture.
Get Google.
Just get his phone. She was, along with Jackie Bird, was one of the women that one of the newsreaders that all the boys fancy.
Don't know about that.
Do you not? Would you
I
fancy
never
Jackie
in
Bird
my
more?
Life fancy Jackie Bird anymore.
No, do you not?
Have you seen her neck?
Oh, no. I've got lots of male friends that fancy Jackie Bird.
What? What the fuck is wrong with them?
Yeah, that's disgusting.
Who's going for first? It's Shireen.
Shireen Nanjiani.
Oh, Shireen Nanjiani.
Yeah, right, okay. Shireen Nanjiani.
I don't know who the other one is, though. But yeah.
Okay, cool.
Just going on the fact that Scottish people can definitely fight. Shireen Nanjiani.
Cool. Well, they were quite unanimous fights. We're all in quite an agreeable mood following our sugary breakfast.
Yeah.
Now I'm going to go home and die. That's definitely going to happen. I'm so full of...
I've got a full work day ahead of me now. This is an early morning podcast.
I am just going to give a wee shout to the guys at Walk Fife just to say, mm-hmm. when you are looking at your next top stop in Fife, the drive-through.
Well, there's loads of walks out that way as
well.
Yeah,
you can. It's near, totally it's very near the cycle path. Very near the entrance to the cycle path on William Street.
Well, or you can walk up a farm and then through a gated community like we did once, and they don't like it because they're like, "Oh, this is a gated community." You're like, "Yeah, but can you let us out?" "Oh, I don't know." But that's what happened to me once walking up through there.
I remember that.
Yeah.
And it was just like, but we actually followed signs for a public path.
Yeah, and they were like, "Oh, well, this is private land." It's like,
and it took us to there. It took us to this bit, and they what is it? What is it? We're like, "Well, we're just looking to get onto the path there."
Yeah.
And we followed the signs up, and they're like, "No, this is private land." I was like, "Well, that says public path."
Yeah, I know. There's also the plantation. There's a walk you can do off of William Street that takes you out to
plantation.
The Dean
plantation.
The Dean plantation.
Dean plantation.
Oh, Dean plantation.
Yeah.
Runs from Dunfermline through to Kearney Hill through the Dean Woods.
Nice
little walk. Yeah, but the cycle path. Yeah, there's tons of like, there's a big gorgy bit there as well, which is really nice.
Yeah,
loads of walks you could do and stop off at the Stevens drive-through.
So yeah, Fife Club's top stop is the drive-through when you're going out on a walk.
Just like a walk-through information.
Well, that brings us to that time of the podcast when I have to ask, Dave, what is the motto this week?
It's quite simply, Kutch, fuck Greggs.
Oh yes. Okay, well, thanks very much. Goodbye.
Morning, everyone.
Bye.
Oh my god.
Alright, pull over, I'm kicking cars.